Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I hear the train a-coming. It's rolling around a bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison. And time keeps dragging on.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. When Johnny Cash performed in 1968 inside California's Folsom State Prison, well, that became one of his most successful albums. Earlier this week, dozens of New York musicians followed in Cash's footsteps when they performed inside the prison walls on Rikers Island. We'll hear a bit of their performances in a moment, but first I'm joined by Chris Wangrow. He's an independent event producer and the man who helped to transform the city's largest jail complex into Funk Island, at least for a day. It was part of the city's Make Music New York celebration. Chris, welcome back to Soundcheck.
Hey, thanks a lot. Nice to be here.
How'd you get the idea for this in the first place?
Well, this is a Make Music New York production, and the great Aaron Friedman, founder and director of Make Music New York, and I were working on his project, Punk Island, and I was sort of...
Punk Island was Governor's Island, right?
Punk Island was Governor's Island, and that was on a Sunday, and as you know, Make Music New York was on Tuesday, and Aaron had this idea that he could bridge the 2 days with something called Funk Island, which was a great idea. And he had gotten a call from the Department of Corrections just seeing if there's any chance that they could get music out there. And they have a very hard time getting any music for their populations. And Aaron really put it together. We were sitting and talking, and we said, well, we could do Funk Island on Rikers. It would be amazing. And so he proposed that to them. And he had been speaking to a woman who I'm going to thank right at the top of your show, a woman named Captain Sherry Peake, who really, really put her heart and soul into making this happen for the island. And we went out there and started talking to them about doing a show. We said, well, we don't want to do one show. After looking at all the facilities, we thought we wanted to do all of them.
Wow. So how many bands did you have?
Well, we had, in the end, we had 6 bands. That's over 60 musicians that we brought to 6 different prisons.
And who was the audience for these bands?
The audience was prisoners and guards.
Prisoners and prison guards. And were,
yeah.
were they, I mean,
and
you
I,
said...
Actually, I think I'm supposed to call those folks correctional officers, so forgive me, I got my terminology straight.
And you said that the corrections department had called Make Music New York and said, you know, we have trouble getting people out here, would you bring some people? When you did bring people, how appreciative was this audience?
Yeah, very much so. Certainly the Department of Corrections could not have been more helpful, although they're not music producers, and I think it was much harder than they thought it would be. They really came through and did all they could, but it was a real huge effort from Music New York and our part. I think once we got out there, people were really turned on by the whole thing, both the prisoners and the guards.
Well, this band, Burnt Sugar, performed live at the women's detention facility on Rikers Island on Tuesday. There's a little bit from that performance.
Are you ready to hear some of that James Brown funk?
Yes.
What I mean to say is, are you ready for Burnt Sugar to give you that James Brown funk?
Yes.
That is Burnt Sugar, which is a pretty big band, performing at the women's detention facility on Rikers Island this past Tuesday. Chris Wangrow, New York City event producer, helped put this event on as part of the Make Music New York celebration, an annual first day of summer thing that goes on in and around New York City, and including, for the first time, Rikers Island on Monday. How difficult, Chris, was it to actually get people through security, instruments, all that kind of stuff?
It was difficult. You know, we produce some pretty big, crazy events on my side, and we're pretty used to it. I think we're more used to it than the Department of Corrections folks were. But imagine that you're asking 60-some-odd musicians for not only their personal information, but for a list of every single thing they're bringing into the prison, everything from extra strings and guitar picks to valve oil and tubas, because everything that goes in has to be accounted for and everything that goes out has to be accounted for.
So a lot of logistics involved, but it sounds like there was a very appreciative audience for each of these events.
Appreciative audience and appreciative musicians. I think musicians and the staff were really found this an incredibly rewarding experience. When Aaron and I started this up, we sort of looked at each other and said, wow, we're bringing music to an audience that never gets all music. Yeah. And that's profound. And we bring music to people all day, all year, that get music all the time. These are folks without it. And I think that's an incredible experience for the musicians. And I want to say also for the production team that went out there, as well as the musicians, we had another almost 15 people that were sound men and production managers and that type of people who went out and ran these shows, all given their time. It was what we were calling the Funk Army of Light, and it really paid off.
So for one day, at least, Rikers Island became Funk Island. This group, Zongo Junction, performed at a facility for adolescent male inmates on the island. And a little bit of that performance in the background, Chris Wangro, the event producer who helped bring all the music to Rikers Island earlier this week, has been on the line with us. Chris, nice speaking with you again. Thanks very much. Still to come, singer-songwriter Jolie Holland joins us to give us a sneak preview of her upcoming album called Pint of Blood. She'll play live in our studio next on Soundcheck.